And it's Tech Time on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, computers and technology for the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS are provided by KI Technology Group. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Tony.
You look like you're ready to golf a little bit. Are you golfing today?
No, I'm not golfing today.
Just a little cash?
Working today.
It's a good cash, but you look like you're ready to hit a couple drives. Let's talk a little bit about passwords. And you and I were talking and you were laughing because all of us can be guilty of not changing our passwords enough and not having multiple passwords for different accounts.
Yes, we can. And the reason that's important is some of the listeners may be aware that LinkedIn was hacked last week. And 6.5 million LinkedIn passwords appeared for sale on a Russian website. So somehow someone got in and got access to that information, was able to unencode them and turn them back into their original form. And then they were selling them, presumably to the highest bidder. Now, 6.5% is only about 4% of the 161 million LinkedIn users. But what's not known is whether that's all the passwords that were compromised or if there might possibly be others out there.
LinkedIn is a service that you and I are both members of, and it's mainly business folks. It's a business networking service.
Right. It's sort of like Facebook for business. Mm-hmm. So people are focusing on what they do for a living and making connections maybe with vendors or new prospects. And of course, the risk is if you use the same password there that you use for other sites, now that someone has this list of passwords, it's easy enough to use that list of passwords against other sites to see if you can maybe gain access there as well.
Okay. I'm not a guy that has a lot of information via LinkedIn, but are there business people like yourself which having that information could lead to important, valuable information?
It's not necessarily the information that's there, although certainly someone might have something that was sent via LinkedIn messaging that you wouldn't want people to read. But if I was able to log into your account, I could masquerade as you, and I could certainly send messages that might be damaging to the people that you're connected to, and you probably wouldn't want that to happen.
All right, so I can avoid being that person with one password for all my accounts. Linda, how can I remember all my different passwords? Is there a little secret?
Well, there are tools that you can use to keep track of all your passwords. So RoboForm is one. You can buy that. You can enter all your passwords in there and then have one secure password for unlocking that file. So
a password
you only have to remember one, a password for your passwords. Yes, yes. But most importantly, if you're on LinkedIn, if you were one of the 6.5 million people, you should have received an email from LinkedIn telling you that you need to change your password. I did not receive one of those emails, but I changed my password anyway just to be sure that my information had not been compromised.
Now, in an article that you sent me about what we were going to be talking about, the article discusses one of the ways people can kind of keep their passwords separate is to have a password and then LinkedIn in there or, you know, Facebook in there. So, I don't know, family 123 Facebook or whatever.
Well, that was actually in the article about the LinkedIn hack, is that that's how they determined the passwords were LinkedIn passwords. They had the word LinkedIn in them. And apparently that's very common that I might have a root password. Let's say it's 1234. That would be a really stupid password. Mm-hmm. So don't anyone say I gave them that as advice and then add LinkedIn to the end of it. Or if it's a Facebook password, put Facebook in it. So that's how they determined that they were most likely LinkedIn passwords, in addition to the fact that some of the people who are involved in security looked at, searched the list for their LinkedIn password and found it.
Any other ways that business people, business owners can have safe passwords, but have a way to remember them?
Well, one way to do that is to come up with a phrase. Passwords, you know, I would recommend that passwords be at least 10 characters. They should contain upper and lowercase letters, numbers and symbols. Mm-hmm. So maybe an at sign or a dollar sign. So one thing you can do is take a phrase that's meaningful to you and substitute certain letters for certain symbols. So an S might become a dollar sign. An A might become an at sign. An E might become a three. So just make some substitutions in there. You'll remember the phrase because that's something that has meaning to you. And it's just, you know, it's regular English words, but you've made enough substitutions that it would be difficult to guess.
We need to take that more serious, don't we?
We do. We do. I mean, many of us use online banking sites. So certainly there, and most of those have rules. They'll make you do some of these things, mm-hmm. but it's a good idea in general practice that all your passwords be secure so that they're not subject to being hacked.
You've been listening to Tech Time on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320 WILS.com. Linda Lynch is the president of the KI Technology Group. And for business folks who have more questions and want to be smarter about their computer and their computer services, where can they go, Linda?
They can come to KI Technology Group and they can give us a call at 517-333-6540.
Enjoy your day.
You too.